Hello, Potters. Welcome to episode 148 of Cosplay, the podcast for all things cosplay. Happy mid-summer for those who are celebrating up in the Northern Hemisphere. We have a packed show for you guys today. We have a ton of stuff to go over. This is one of our favorite shows, the fall preview. This is when everybody puts out their really awesome Halloween costumes for the year. We can see what's popular. And the new patterns, of course, for fall 2017. But before we get to all of that awesome, fun, and controversial stuff, we have a few business things to get out of the way. It's always controversial because there's always weirdo things that people get to choose for Halloween this year. Especially sexy versions of things.
Well, anyways. That's going to be for the after. That's going to be the Halloween episode later on. I only have the cool stuff this time. This is the fun preview episode, not the what the heck were they thinking episode.
We'll get to that later. But we have a little bit of business to take care of first in the form of cosplay updates. And the fact that we have a convention starting tomorrow.
Yay. So tired.
Yes, but first let's start off, since we have finished it, Infinicon has come and gone. We did our cosplay contest this past weekend. We would like to give a very hearty shout out and thanks to our judges, our helpers, participants, competitors, and the staff of Infinicon for having us back. It's always a fun time. Well, that's participants was kind of what I meant by that.
Oh, okay. Well, it kind of doesn't go hand in hand.
No, I said participants and contestants as separate things because we did have audience members participate.
Yes. So. We also had non-participants who were also audience members. So just audience in general. How about
that? It all goes together. Thanks to everybody who was involved in any way, shape, or form.
You showed up. Thank you.
In the making of, the production of, and the aftermath of our
here
content.
We go.
That covers everything. No, yes. But we, I'll be very honest. We had two people sign up originally, which was going to make it a very short contest, probably about 5 minutes in length. And we didn't want to just, have people who had effectively waited all afternoon come in for 5 minutes worth of time and then send them on their merry way. Plus, we had, prizes to give out and awesome trophies, and we wanted to have a good time with everybody. So we ended up turning it into a celebration of cosplay. We invited the audience members who were in cosplay up onto the stage to also come up and talk a little bit about their costumes and participate. And that actually went phenomenally well. That probably went as well as it possibly could have gone. And we're really grateful for that. We're really happy that, people were willing to work with us on this. And we ended up having about 10 people actually in total participate. We managed to give away all of our awards, which is fantastic. Very much.
That makes me very happy. Less things that I had to bring home.
Indeed. And our judges also very much enjoyed it. They ended up telling us afterward that they were very impressed by how it went. Infinicon this year was a fairly small con.
Yeah, very, very tiny. Kind of similar to last year, too, where it was just very few people were out and about this time, unfortunately. I don't think it was anything, a bad reflection on us or on the convention. It was just matter and circumstances that not a lot of people showed up. So had to make do with the hand that we were given.
Yep. I did feel a little bad for them. I mean, and for us as well, obviously, until we had this great idea. But the halls were pretty empty most of the time. Panels were very sparsely attended, maybe a handful of people in each. The Artemis Starfleet simulator actually seemed to go very well. That was one of the highlights of the convention. And the craft room also seemed to always, where they would host various crafts. And I particularly liked their Harry Potter, their tournament of houses for the kids. It was very adorable.
I hope that that's something that they bring back for all con and they do both a kids version and an adult version. I would love to be in that for the adults. I'm not a Harry Potter person, but I find that the whole lore behind it really fascinating. And I would love to be involved with that. That would be really, really cool.
TLDR, they sorted you into a house and then they had various contests where you could earn your house points. And then, of course, the winner is the winner of the tournament. And you get an awesome prize.
Yeah, some of it was like Q&A stuff. So you had like little quiz shows. Some of it was actually finding things around the convention that were hidden in certain areas or certain panel rooms. You had to actually talk to certain cosplayers. So that was kind of cool. So it was a way to get the kids involved in the convention itself. Mm-hmm.
An adult version would be rather cool.
I'd be all for that. Even though it was a
tiny con.
I know, right? Even though it was tiny and there weren't a whole lot of people, I have to say big thank you to like all the vendors and all the participants and all the panelists there, because they did their darndest to make sure that people had a good time. So we were dancing in the halls. I had a blast standing in front of the 501st and the Rebel Legion table. There was a flying shark and we all got in on that madness. It was just a lot of fun, and you could tell that everybody was doing their best just to keep spirits up. So even though there weren't a whole lot of people, we made the most of it, and it was an enjoyable time nonetheless.
And there was free lemonade that was freaking awesome.
I love that lemonade so much!
There was one of the vendors that was giving away free glass bottles of craft lemonade. And they had the regular lemonade, and then they also had strawberry lemonade, or pink lemonade.
It was strawberry.
And it was pink in color. And it was made with cane sugar and stevia instead of the normal high fructose corn syrup. And they used very concentrated lemon juice.
And yeah.
It was really good. And it was free. They just handed it out as a promotion at the con, which was very welcome, considering how hot and humid the Crown Plaza gets. Oh my gosh. Even with nobody in the halls, my glasses fogged up. And it was very distinctly warmer as soon as you stepped out of your hotel room. You could just feel the 10-degree difference. It's like, wow, I'm really glad we're in casual clothing and cosplay.
I know, because even in my very casual cosplay, I was still sweating. I was like, okay, thank you, hotel. I appreciate that. Not. It was very uncomfortable. Oh, well.
But Alcon will not be at the Crown Plaza next year. They will actually be at the Hotel Intercontinental in Addison.
Which is way bigger.
Yes. Which will need to be bigger. All right, so of course, Infinicon has passed, and this weekend we have Anime Fest. And we will be busy there as press, of course. So we will be talking to cosplayers and such, making sure that we cover the cosplay contest as best as we can. And of course, Val will be there as a stage contest judge on Saturday night.
Yay!
And pretty much all day Saturday.
Yeah, basically, like I got my schedule, and it's like, so from 10:30 a.m. to about 11 p.m. I was like, okay, well, there's my Saturday. I do have breaks in between to like eat and like mentally recharge myself. But even I was just like, wow, that's a lot. Doesn't account for the walking time to the Majestic Theater too. It's like, oh crud, I gotta accommodate for that too. It'll be a long day. Lots of coffee will be involved. They were kind enough last year to caffeine us up. So I'm hoping for more Cokes this time. I will need it.
It's just me, caffeine all day, every day.
Yep. Gotta keep it real, yo. Truth. It's just the truth. So yeah, I think it'll be fun. It'll be busy. It'll be enjoyable. I'll be going there for a good chunk of tomorrow. Not the whole day, but a good chunk of the day. And I know Amber said that she'd be there on Saturday. So while I'm sequestered for most of the day, she'll be picking up the slack for me and chatting with cosplayers, doing that thing.
Yep. Normally I would have come on Friday, but unfortunately I have to spend the day getting my vehicles inspected.
Woo! Adulting!
Hey, man, I don't need a ticket right now.
Right.
Yep. So I will be there on Saturday. I know that there are a few cosplay panels that are going on Saturday. I don't know if I will be filming them or not. And that's not meant to be, you know, any sort of disrespect. It's simply because as we have filmed over 5 years worth of conventions, at this point, we've mostly filmed all the 101s. And that's still a lot of the panels that are going on at conventions right now are the same one-on-ones that we filmed before. So we're actually trying to diversify our content a bit and cover some of the 102s and 201s, or some of the different branches of cosplay like Lolita or wig manipulation that we don't have as much of. So if you don't see as much panel content from us, it's simply because we're trying to bring you guys different things. And so I'll probably end up spending a lot of time talking to cosplayers and vendors.
Which it would be cool, because that is one thing I sent out on Instagram. Oh, God, I think this was maybe after ACON. I just did kind of an informal quote-unquote poll asking people what they would like to see more of. And that was one of the things, was us talking to more cosplayers. So I think that'll be a good step in the right direction for us, even though less panel content, but more cosplayer talk. So can't go wrong with that.
Yes. So if you see us putting a microphone in your face, don't be surprised.
We're not evil, we promise.
Well, not outwardly, at least. All right. So next, we have World Cosplay Summit. Did you get a chance to watch?
Like 5 or 6 of them. I saw the one that won. I think I saw the second place. I think. Maybe. Yes. I have a kind of a mixed bag of nuts on this one. Like, I like them, but then I didn't like them. I don't know if that makes any sense whatsoever. I can explain more further, but I think you probably have a much better idea of what happened with WCS this year than I did, because it kind of crept up on us unexpectedly. And I know a lot of it, especially on the US side, is it kind of rushed in at last minute, because there's been a lot of staff changes, management changes, some of the rules have changed. So now it's a little bit more of like a tournament style. You have like a round one and a round two in the finals. So you have teams that may not be evenly matched going up against each other. And so some of the really amazing, awesome skits probably didn't even make it to the second round because of this tournament style. So it's a little weird right now.
Okay, so mostly what I wanted to focus on were the WCS competitors. So obviously, you know, we chose, I believe it was Green Jello Cosplay.
Sure. I have no idea.
Who went this year for the US?
We're going to go with that, and I'm going to check.
Double check on that while I talk. But at any rate, WCS itself doesn't seem to have changed very much in terms of the competition. I did not get to see it live, unfortunately. I was not willing to wake up at 4 a.m. to watch live. And the Nico Nico website, and Nico Nico are the people who normally live stream it, their website has changed. And unfortunately, I don't natively read Japanese, and Google Translate does not read it very well either. And so I couldn't get it to set for time shift. So what I ended up having to do was the next morning, I watched them on YouTube. And I just sat there and did autoplay all the way down the list of countries. And what they did was that they divided countries into groups or blocks. And then they basically had everybody go as a group or block. And then there was an overall set of winners and side prizes like Brother, you know. Some of the sponsors were giving their own separate prizes, things like sewing machines, sergers, gift certificates, that sort of thing. And so I watched, I believe, almost all of them. There were a lot of countries competing. I think there was something like 30 countries competing total. And I think we've said this in a previous episode, it's usually pretty obvious who the winner is after you've watched, because you kind of get a feel for tiers of competition. There is craftsmanship judging at WCS. They usually do it the day before the skits, and so everybody's given their prejudging points in advance, and then they go ahead and do the skits the next day, and then they get the rest of their points for performance. So you can't really tell how well some of the craftsmanship came across, because of course we're watching it from a camera that's kind of back in the audience. So you don't see very many details on the stage, but you can definitely see the performances. So there was that. Okay, Ronin Cosplay were the chosen ones for US this year.
Because when you said Green Jello, I was like, I think that was either last year or the year before that. So I was like, that doesn't sound quite right.
Last year, because Cupcake Cosplay was before.
No, it wasn't Cupcake Cosplay. The Cupcake is it like wasn't? 2 years before that. The one before that was Ashley's
Okay.
team.
I'm getting really mixed up then.
I know, right?
My years are all running together. This is what happens when you get old kids.
Yeah, Ronin cosplay is made up of gadget gears, and I think it's Mikachu, Michao, Michi. I don't know how she says it.
It looks like. Anyways, one of the things, two things that were different this year, briefly, was that one, a lot of the audio was in English. In past years, normally they would dub it in Japanese. And so that was very surprising. Some of them were still in Japanese, but a great deal of them were in English this year. The second was that there was much less focus on the stage props, and that's because they allowed you to use the entire backlit theater screen as a backdrop. So you could do all sorts of really cool animations and effects. You could do anything that you could project onto a screen. And use that as your background instead of having to have the normal PVC pipes with painted fabric stretched across them, which usually, unfortunately, either fell forward or fell apart. And you only have so many minutes for your skit. And then they basically, shuttle you off the stage. And some of the people did really good presentations, solid presentations with the backdrop. Okay, I'm done talking now.
Yeah, really the only one that I think stood out to me is the one that actually won this year was Team China. Just a great, well thought out skit, and which was really surprising to me is because their costumes were pretty straightforward. They weren't like overly complicated, but they must have done really well with their seams and their construction to make them look so nice and clean. So that's something that I definitely respected. But they were also very active. It was very engaging. And they really utilized all of their props and the stage and the backdrop to its full advantage. So I think that definitely helped them by comparison to some of the other teams. I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing more of those type of skits in the future, because usually that's what happens is whoever wins or whoever takes the top three, everybody starts copying them for a couple of years. Kind of how it goes. Yeah, and needless to say, I don't know about, I guess, so here with me, part of what the problem that I had is that this year it felt like a lot of the skits were very talky, talky, talky. It was lots of talking, which was unusual because in years past, they tend to tone that down to a minimum so you don't have to worry about translation issues. But this year it was just all about the talking, and it was just kind of like, okay. Where's the action? Where's the drama? Where's all of this rush and, hoorah-rah? It just was like, I felt like I got really drained by all of the dialogue. And it didn't really help promote the skits. It kind of held them back.
And even then, usually the point of the skit, especially if you're working with a language that either is not your native or that your audience does not speak natively, you need to tell the story through actions, through movements, through something that is not language. And so some of the skits, even the ones that had a lot of movement and not very much speaking, like the Zelda and Princess Peach skit, I think it
Yeah,
was.
that was
I
strange.
loved the soundtrack.
Yeah, it was a good soundtrack.
The constant dancing around and kind of, pushing on Link to do things was just kind of like, huh? What is the point? Like, okay.
Something that I just typed into the chat, one of the problems that I have with all of the talking skits is that sometimes things get lost in translation. So something that might be funny in like Spain, probably not funny in Japan, even when you do any type of dubbing or voiceovers on top of it. It just gets kind of so I think that's probably another problem that I had with it too, is that it was just some things just did not work in that skit sense, but probably worked in their country just fine. I think in general, I tend to gravitate more towards the action skits or the skits where you use your body to tell the story, not necessarily the dialogue.
But effectively, you have to kind of have a point that you're trying to get across, and it has to be a universally understood point. I actually thought the Nier Automata skit was quite good.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And it was universally understood. I mean, it wasn't as useful in terms of, you know, the way they used their props. The fighting was a little stilted. The little doll that was supposed to be 2B was actually really well done. And it was just like, wow, this I can get into. It still isn't quite the top. It's still very effective. It's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, this is what I need. You know, less dialogue, more emoting without necessarily having to speak.
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the reasons why China did as well as they did. They had a good balance of everything, great practical effects. Blah. I'll speak that again. Great practical effects. And just overall fantastic presence and how they presented their skits.
Mm-hmm. I was surprised this year that the U.S. did not place at all.
Yeah, I think it's because of that bracket style. I heard a couple of people make the same comments about some of the other countries. They were like, well, we're surprised that this one didn't get in. It seemed like it was a really good skit. And it's like, oh, it's the bracket style system. That's what happens.
Yep. And, you know, I don't necessarily know about, you know, flipping the seams on Team USA's costumes or anything, but it didn't seem to have the same degree of complexity, perhaps, as some of the others. Which I don't know if that was a factor or not. I really don't, because we don't get to see the judges' notes afterward to see what they were looking for. I do kind of wish we could see the judges' notes afterward so that we'd know, we'd understand. But it's just one of those things.
It is. And, you know, it seemed like the ladies had a good time. They were posting a lot on social media, on Twitter and Facebook, and they're sharing their journey with us. So it seemed like they really enjoyed themselves. And I'm glad that they did, because it is such a treat and an honor to be there and to represent the country. So they did good regardless of how they placed. I think the skits in general were just really cool. And I'm excited for next year, because more of them are going to start looking like China skits. And that's going to be great.
Yep. I admit, changing the sword to red by pulling across was a really cool trick.
It was. That was good.
I still want to know how they did that. At any rate, let's go ahead and do our cosplay updates for our own personal work, because I see yours is hanging on a dress form in the background, probably ready for the weekend.
Yeah, it's there, and it's done. Yay. There's my update.
Update's done. Micro.
Update done. Bye. Stop broadcast.
Show's over.
Simple. I know. For just that simple. So I have decided that I'm going to make this my... I don't know if it's necessarily a mantra, but maybe my goal in life, where basically if I meet an idol cosplayer and they made their own costume, I'm going to make sure to give them a hug and congratulate them, because making this thing has been one of the most difficult things of my entire life. It has been so tiring and frustrating, and I wanted to throw it out multiple times. And it's not because of the fabric portions. Like, the fabric portions took me no time at all. It was great. It's all the stupid accessories and all the bling that I put on top of it. It's just, it's maddening. It was maddening. I hate just, I'm happy with how it turned out. I'm glad that it looks as well as it does. I'm really proud of myself for doing this. Good God, I'm not doing this ever again. Idol cosplayers, you got my respect, peeps, because man, devil's in those stupid details.
Yep.
There's my update. The only other thing that I want to show off, because I'm impressed by this, is this weird-ass garter belt that I made. I don't even know what else to call it. It's supposed to be sitting on the top of my stocking, so it's not technically a garter belt, because it doesn't hold up like a garter belt. It's Final Fantasy. It doesn't have to make sense. But I made this over the course of a night. I know. It took me no time at all. Stitched all this together. It's going to be nice and fun. And so much thread was involved. Ah. So there you go. I'm going to be wearing this more than likely on Saturday as part of my judging costume, because even though it is so and blingy, it is really comfy to sit in. So I'm looking forward to that. Other than that, oh my gosh, I'm not making an idol costume ever again. You'd have to pay me a lot of money to do it. Just idols, props to you ladies, because man, that is not easy. Ladies and gents, because I know gents who do it too. I'm so looking forward to QuakeCon next week because I don't have to give two craps about what I'm wearing. This is done. The project is over with. I'm taking a break.
There you go.
So what have you been up to?
Let me see if I can do this carefully because some of this is actually still dry.
This could be bad.
All right. So this is proof of my burgeoning fabric paint skills. Sleeve.
Hey.
Corset.
Nice.
Okay, this is the one I have to be careful with because this is the one that's actually still drying. I had to do touch-ups. Oh, gotta be careful.
Be very careful with it. There you go. Woo!
Bolero!
Nice.
And that's it. Mic drop.
Well, while she's doing
that's
that.
That's what I've been working on.
Yeah, by the way, guys, that's all done with puffy paint.
That's all puffy paint. And unfortunately, what ended up happening, I actually did all of this over 3 days. I basically took a day for the bolero, a day for the corset, and then a day for both sleeves. The other sleeve is because it's the more recent one, so it's literally still drying.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up getting pretty close to the bottom of the paint bottle, which anybody who has worked with puffy paint knows that that is actually the danger zone because you start getting air bubbles. Because there's air in the bottle. And unfortunately, whenever you have air bubbles coming out of a paint bottle, it explodes violently. Paint just everywhere, like all over. It's not a little thing. And that happens several times on the corset. And unfortunately, because it is dark blue and the paint is silver, you can't really just wipe it away because it smears. So the thing to do was I took a toothpick and I scrubbed away what I could, but then I had to custom mix acrylic paint in the hue of my fabric and kind of brush over the very edges of the paint that kind of spilled over that I couldn't clean up to make it look a little bit cleaner, which is why some of this is actually still drying, is because I actually had to do paint and then re-puffy paint where I had painted over it. So it looks a lot better than it did in a few places, but that's what happens when you get to the bottom of a puffy paint bottle. You know, there's not too much I can do about that. I can't like go in and pop the bubbles with a pin or something. So I am happy with my results. Now I just need to keep them far, far away from food and drink, anywhere close to it, so that I can't possibly spill anything on it. Mess it up. And now I actually get to finish the sewing part of it. I actually have to stitch the sleeves onto the bolero. I do all the puffy paint first. That way I don't have to worry about doing puffy paint in awkward places once it's already been sewed all together. I need to attach clips. I need to bling it up just a little bit. Just a little. It's mostly chains and beads and jewels. It's not anything fancy. All the armor pieces are done. They need to be spray painted, which I have not, unfortunately, been able to do. But that won't take very long. Then I just need to sew the pants and skirt and assemble. So, little steps. I've unfortunately been busy with work lately because of various issues. And so I haven't been able to work on the costume as much as I did in the last 2 weeks before. But it's progress. You know, that's doing the best that I can. The puppy paint was really hard. It got to the point where I actually couldn't write. I couldn't write legibly after I did these because the fine motor muscles in my forearm and hand were spasming so badly that I could hold a pen and that would be about it. So I actually had to rest and just not move my arm. The things we do for cosplay.
And Jinx.
Yes. We didn't say it at the same time, so it doesn't quite
no, we didn't.
Meet that standard.
But close.
But that's okay. Yes.
I'll have enough Cokes over the weekend for the two of us anyway, so it'll be fine.
I was going to say, I don't really get any Coke. I get whatever I purchase.
I need all the Cokes that I can get because, man, Saturday is going to be a long one. It'll be fun, though. I'm really excited.
As long as I can get there where they're still parking.
I'm sure you will.
We will find out tomorrow. All right. So those are our cosplay updates. Now let's move on to the main body of the show. The fun stuff.
Yay.
This is our fall pattern and costume preview. Now, if you have not seen Simplicity McCall Butterick's websites lately, they have already put up their fall 2017 catalogs. I know it's not fall yet, but generally they like to put out their stuff early for crafters who tend to make these things for craft fairs that tend to come in October and November. So not all of these patterns are available in stores yet, but you can order them from their website if you are in a hurry. So I will let Val do the screen sharing. I'm going to follow along on my own computer.
Yep. I'm going to start off with Cosplay by McCall. I'm going to start off there first because that just happens to be what I have on my screen first. So,
and those who don't know, that is cosplay.mccall.com. It's not really well linked on their main website if you're trying to find it.
Yeah, that's okay, though. We'll forgive them. We shall forgive them.
Basically, what this is, McCall's actually has a specific collection that is for cosplay only. These are not, you know, the standard Halloween costume type patterns. These are actually meant for cosplayers. They're a little bit more expensive. They're bigger. They're much more detailed.
But the cool thing is that with their pattern collection, they've been outsourcing this content to cosplayers, those in the community who have a better idea about what we need. And a lot of these patterns are mix and match. So you could buy multiples of these and just kind of mesh them together to get the costume that you need. So that's kind of cool too. It's one thing I really appreciate. A lot of times they have odd stuff too. Like they have cloaks, they have capes. One of the ones we're going to feature here in a little bit is they have a horn collection now. Horns. There's freaking horn patterns.
As in the horns on the head, not a drinking horn.
Yeah. So I'm probably going to end up buying that one because I'm really curious to see how that pattern pieces itself together. So but yeah, this is the first one that they have just released on their website. Comes with a bunch of small pieces, again, all about mixing and matching. Mm-hmm. Let me flip over to the next one, which is very Mortal Kombat. Like, it's called Power Brace, but I'm like, that's like...
It reminded me of something from Guardians of the Galaxy, Gamora.
Yeah, Gamora is a lot more covered than that.
Well, yes, and some of these are on the less covering side of things. I do appreciate that this one actually has armor patterns, even mm-hmm. though they made them out of fabric. So the patterns would have to be adjusted a little bit if you made them out of something harder, like, say, Warbla.
Mm-hmm.
But so I appreciate that it gives you that option.
And even all the little detailing on it, too. So that's really cool.
Yep, they give you overlay patterns.
Yep. So that's neat. This is the one like I really want. I don't know about the name, though. The name is like, whoa.
The name is a little awkward.
Say that 5 times fast. Hornery.
Awkward. Oh. But in the pattern, they actually do include where to put the bling from the original photos.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just how cool is that? I really just want to look at the pattern and see how it all comes together. It's just so nifty.
The pattern is for the entire headdress, as you can see. It's not just the horns. It's everything else that goes with it.
Mm-hmm. And there's multiple styles of the headdress, too, which is really cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. I think I'm going to put that on my to-buy list.
I'm really curious as to how they made the horns.
Yeah.
Unless they are purchased horns that they bling up.
Doesn't seem like it. At least you can kind of see here that it's stitched along.
There are stitching lines.
There are definitely stitch lines.
Yeah, I'm real curious.
It's really, really cool looking. Okay, so those are the ones I got from Cosplay by McCall. So we're going to head on over to Simplicity, which you probably see. We got some new Lolita patterns. And oh, look! Some officially licensed Nintendo patterns. Finally!
The Lolita are actually not new. Those are from the previous season. It's new starting with the Mario.
As you can see, so much.
Mm-hmm. So you can get the traditional princesses if you want to be a floofy dress type person. Or you can do the Mario jumpsuit. And they've actually started working with Disney. You'll notice that these are actually Disney branded patterns. These are not knockoffs. It carries the Disney name, which means they actually had an agreement with Disney. And you know that that means there will be more of these coming out. So they have started Ella and Snow White, and there will be more coming.
There will be more.
Yes.
But wanted to show off some of the rockabilly stuff too, because this is really nifty.
And comfy. So if you wanted to cosplay as your favorite superhero type character, but didn't want to have to wear a body-hugging spandex suit, and didn't want to have to worry about armor and accessories and that sort of thing, these are a really great option so that you can be comfy but identifiable.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you don't have to necessarily do it the way they did it here in the photos. You can customize it to your heart's content.
Yeah, this would be really easy to dress up, and you can get like the full line of like the Justice League or even the Avengers doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend dresses like this.
Yeah, you could totally do your own rockabilly group.
It would work.
All the DC women.
So,
and of course, the Star Wars.
And Firefly.
Has hit Simplicity.
Now, I don't know how close to accuracy this one is, but the Firefly one on the right, pretty darn close.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get you on over here. Doop, there we go.
You'll notice they're doing more patterns for women that are not dresses.
Mm-hmm. You can tell by the seams that they're doing it right.
Princess style seams.
That's how you gotta do it.
Yep. Now these are not branded. They are knockoffs.
Yeah.
But they're still decently close enough. Obviously you're not going to be able to use one of these for 501st. But
no.
You can use it as a base to work from, as with all patterns.
And then of course, we must. Officially Nintendo licensed, no less.
Mm-hmm. Which also means you know more of these will.
Yeah. I like that it also includes a mustache pattern. Like,
cut it out of felt, man.
Mustache included. That's great.
Yep. Does it include the hat?
Yes, there was a hat pattern in there.
Awesome.
This one I may actually also pick up too, because again, I'm not a pattern person, but I saw this and I was like, you know what? I like how they did the sleeves. I like how they did the poofy on the hips. It's very much in the Mario style, so I'd like to actually try to replicate that.
And these are still, they look to be very straightforward patterns, nothing too complicated, and it includes the accessories.
Yep.
Obviously not pre-made accessories, but they give you the pattern for it.
That gets me a thumbs up. I appreciate those. All right. We are moving on to the territory that I love and dread sometimes. Spirit Halloween. My favorite
Spirit
store.
Is a Halloween store that's only open for a few months a year. So these are...
Unless you buy online.
These are costumes that typically you're only going to physically see in the stores for a very short period of time.
I felt like I had to start with Hocus Pocus though, because that's the thing. They have a whole Hocus Pocus line, including like tableware and like home accessories. I am flipping out over this stuff. I need to have it. It's just brilliant. Why didn't we have this sooner?
These would also be good for Renaissance festivals. They're not just for Halloween.
Sarah Sanderson would fit in so well with that.
And you'll note that they also sell the wigs, which are in the bottom right-hand corner of your page right now.
Yeah. Not necessarily the best, but we can roll with it. Even the Billy Butcherson mask, which made me giggle to no end. Like, really? Now, this one I
These are
actually
the various accessories.
right. I stumbled upon this one like a moment ago before the show began. I was like, they have Kingdom Hearts. What?
And
What?
keyblades. They actually sell keyblades.
I don't know what it's made out of. We're gonna open a new tab while we look at this real quick.
They're probably foam and plastic.
Probably, which is fine. I mean, because
But
even the
you can see
Kyrie
the
one's pretty good.
scale. You can see the scale in the pictures. These are not like necklace pendant size. These are actually full-size keyblades.
Yep. I'm just like, what? No way. No way. Let's take a look. It doesn't say what it's made out of. Oh, here we go.
Polyvinyl chloride, that's PVC, kids.
PVC.
That's actually decent.
Yeah.
And it's 32 inches long, so that's almost 3 feet.
That's about the size of a small lightsaber. And when I say small lightsaber, I mean from like Saber Forge, so like a legit lightsaber. That's pretty awesome. Yeah. And then, of course, I like that they're staying up to date with what's on trend with Cartoon Network stuff too, because the Rick and Morty costume thing has really started taking off recently. So I'm glad that they're also joining in on this.
And you'll notice they also sell masks, should you wish to wear those instead of putting on a
Because
wig.
really, and they even have his portal gun. I don't think it lights up though.
Probably not. But that could be easily fixed.
But they also have been adding more of this stuff too, like casual geek things that you can carry with you, like the cinch bag. I'm like, where was this stuff when I was younger? I would have loved to have had that as a candy bag. Okay, and then just moving on to some more of the gaming costumes, you can see that they've expanded their line too. They had Five Nights at Freddy's last year, as well as Assassin's Creed and Attack on Titan. Fallout 4 has been kind of the new thing, which was also kind of surprising. I don't think that these are officially licensed though, but for that helmet, for the Power Armor helmet, that ain't bad looking. That's pretty nice. Even if it's just made out of some cheap plastic, you could get that couple of wears out of that just fine.
Pip-Boy device.
You only see one
That's still
side
a
of it.
decent price. I
Yeah.
know. But it's still a decent price because you can tell from the picture that that's made of plastic. It's not foam.
Oh, yeah.
And you could easily, there are instructions for tweaking these sorts of things to, slide your phone in and give it an actual screen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can still definitely dress it up. It's not as fancy as the one that you get when you bought the game, but it's still, I mean, you can add to it, which is kind of cool. And of course, always comic books. But let's head
It
on
has the
over.
new Wonder Woman.
It does. She has her own category. Yay! And honestly, it's not that bad, I have to say.
Love.
And they even have the Amazons.
Thank you. I love that they have the Amazons.
That's awesome.
I would totally go for the Hippolyta costume. In fact, I may consider actually getting one just for those Halloween parties where they're like, wear a costume. It's like, what am I supposed to wear?
Right? And the fact that they have so much variation and variety, it's a lot of different versions of Wonder Woman, not just the movie one.
Right.
That's kind of cool.
And of course, they sell
Who
all the props.
knew? Oh, yeah, of course they do. And then we have the anime category, which I initially banged my head and I was like, okay, this is still kind of cool. The fact that there's a Goku costume, there's a freaking Goku costume.
Wigs actually look pretty darn good,
It's not that bad looking.
considering.
We're gonna zoom in on this sucker real quick. that's not bad, especially for a Halloween party store costume. That wig ain't bad.
They've gotten a lot better. Even Vegeta's, you can see in the thumbnail there.
Yeah, we'll head on over to the adult.
All those gravity-defying wigs. These actually look decent.
Yeah, they're pretty decent looking. I'm kind of shocked by that.
I mean, yeah, it's fabric armor and you can tell, but oh, yeah. Still.
I mean, for $49.99.
These are very basic costumes.
Yeah, you can be a DBZ character for, you know, school, work, whatever. I mean, again, you didn't have this 5 years ago.
Right.
That's the cool thing. Like, all of this is becoming trendy now, and it's like, oh my goodness.
And you'll notice the prices are a little bit higher than something you might see at Spirit or at Party City, but these are better quality.
Mm-hmm.
So you're paying for that little bit of, you know, better quality in your costume.
I just saw this. There is a My Hero Academia gym tracksuit. Like, My Hero has been blowing up on like costuming forums a lot lately, and I don't really know why. So to see that something this recent is available in a costume, that's crazy.
They also have Overwatch costumes.
They do, and I don't know if I have it on another screen or not. Let's find out. No, I do not. So we are gonna pop on over there. Gaming. Overwatch. I posted this on my personal Facebook page earlier.
Now, they don't have many yet.
Yeah, just the
two. We got D.Va and Reaper. But still, those bodysuits are cheap to produce.
And these are officially licensed, so they are Blizzard approved.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool.
I did note, I don't think they sell the props for these. So
no.
They don't sell D.Va's gun.
Yeah, or Reaper's
obviously
gun.
Obviously, you can't get the mecha that goes with it.
Right.
But still, you know, they're definitely getting there. And that's a decent-looking bodysuit for Reaper.
Right?
Yeah, I know it's PVC, but still.
Plus, I mean,
you can see out of the mask.
Right? I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, if you don't know how to sew, you don't have the time to do it, you just want something that's quick and easy. The fact that you have all these extra options now that we've branched outside of like police officer, fireman, Star Wars, random Star Wars Jedi, we actually have all of these alternatives for costumes. That's pretty darn cool.
And bear in mind that as soon as Halloween's over, all this goes on clearance. So
heck,
you can actually pick up costumes for next year.
Woot woot.
Or if nothing else, candy. You can pick up, you know, a lot of accessories. So, you know, wig caps, things that you can always use year round. Or makeup.
Spirit also has a lot of very random foam and plastic weapons that I see people repurpose all the time for cosplay props. So that's a good source too.
They're generally con safe, which is a plus.
Yes. But yeah, that's what I've got pulled up so far. So it's going to be a fun and interesting Halloween, and it's going to be a good fall season for all those patterns, because those are some fun things.
Mm-hmm. Did you notice if Party City had anything new?
I'm going to pull them up right now. I had so many tabs open, I was afraid I was going to lose them.
I did notice that.
I was like, there's too many tabs. I can't. So hang on with me. We're doing the flipping flip. I know the Descendants is kind of a thing. Oh, look, we have some Game of Thrones.
Remind me when we get to the after session so that we can address the IKEA thing.
Oh, IKEA. Yeah. We appreciate you so much. So much.
You guys will understand if you have not actually seen the controversy.
Okay, let's take a look. Let's do more than that for a page.
I know that Moana will have a lot of costumes this year, because that came out earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like they actually have more of the girls' versions for things like Legend of Zelda.
Which is nice.
They have a bunch of the Shopkins, which are little dolls, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, The Force Awakens will have more costumes this year. Or the Star Wars universe in general, especially since they're working on the Han Solo film.
Okay, so... Oops.
Classics.
Got a couple in here, so hang on. Let me go ahead and do the screen share funness. Screen share. Sharing. There we go. Okay, so this is a couple of the newer ones. Not so much in, you know how it goes. But for the Pikachu dress and the Pokeball, that's not bad. It's different. It's cute. It's out of the box. It's out of the ordinary.
I like the Pokeball. Mm-hmm. I'm not as fond of the Pikachu, and that's simply because of where the cheeks fall.
Right.
That's going to call attention places, and
we know how
the
that
stocking
goes.
The stockings are a little much.
Mm-hmm. And then you do have your run-of-the-mill Star Wars stuff. The Link one is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty standard. They have these listed as new costumes, which I was like, but wait. Rey ain't new. Don't lie to me.
Yeah.
And none of these are new either.
The Jin from Rogue One, those are new.
Yeah. So this is not exactly as new as they like to make them out to be. We do have the new Assassin's Creed from the movie, so that's kind of cool. But then we start going into, you know, the traditional stuff, quote unquote. Ugh, my heart. Well, we'll save that for the Halloween episode. We know how that happens.
That will come later.
But I did also want to point out that I did see the White Walker mask from Game of Thrones. That's kind of nifty. That's very, very recent, too. So to have them already sculpted and out, that's pretty cool. All right, stopping.
So not as much from Party City. It's mostly from Spirit this year.
Yeah, Spirit is my homeboy. Thank you, Spirit. I hurt you.
But still, that makes for a ton of new options this year that we definitely didn't have last year.
Or the
this
year
makes
that?
Me happy.
Or the year before that, or the year before that.
We get it. So you got options if you wish to purchase a costume or if you wish to sew your own. And bear in mind that a lot of these places don't necessarily run sales. So you are going to pay full price for them until basically after Halloween. You know, that there's not generally any sort of codes unless you save on shipping, but there's not any discounts on the costumes themselves.
I would say pro tip, if you go to Party City or Spirit, usually if you sign up for their newsletter for the first time, you get a 20% off coupon, which can be applied to costumes. I've used them on multiple occasions to get some animatronics and stuff for decor. So,
indeed. And of course, if you're looking for decor, you can even go to places like Big Lots.
Oh, yeah.
There's a ton of places at this point that have their home. All the big box retailers will be getting it up very shortly. Basically, they're waiting until school starts, and then they'll take down all the school supplies and put up their Halloween stuff. A lot of the craft stores have it, too.
Yeah. I'm really tempted to finally make my Halloween tree this year. I kind of want to make that happen.
Indeed. Do we have anything else?
That's it, yo.
All right. Well, we will, of course, thank you guys for sticking around with us for this little bit longer than normal episode of Cosplay, the podcast for all things cosplay. Of course, if you saw something that you liked, or if you have some Halloween costumes that we didn't even know about, feel free to send them to us at any of our social media. You can find us here.
There you go.
Or you can always email us, podcast@cospod.org. We hope to see many of you guys at Anime Fest over this weekend. For everybody else, we hope that you are having a wonderful weekend and happy cosplaying. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.